Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Agotavach Shavua Tov. I want to firstly just appreciate the Rav Shlita and his entire family. Over the last year plus, couple of years, I've been zeichet to meet the Rav, and I haven't. I want to spend the Shabbos with the Rav, but I see somebody who's idealistic and humble. You could see humility is a precious trait, and it's not my place to speak about the Rav. Is I don't feel worthy, but I want to say that I see a Yari Shemaim, an idealist, tremendously idealistic person who's humble. Then you see a beautiful tzibur. Last year we were here. I came with Yehuda Krupko, who was coming. Shlomo was out of the country. Dani was here. And the fact that there's a beautiful, sincere gathering here, it makes sense that the Rav and his entire family, I've been zeichet to meet the Rav's children, one after another, special, idealistic people. So that they cause a gathering, a beautiful gathering on a Maitzei Shabbos. They'll be followed by Slichas after. I want to thank the Rav and his entire family for hosting us all. The Shir is should be in Ilui Neshama, Ilui Nishmas, Yaakov Ben Zion, and Taka the Learning. It's a real thing. Olam Haba is a real place. And a group of Yidden get together to talk, to sing, to learn. It should be an Ilui for his precious neshama. I want to tell you a Maisa that just happened to me, and tell you how serious, before we get started, when we sit here and introduce a Shir, it should be an Ilui. I wasn't Zaych, I don't know Yaakov Ben Zion, but somebody dedicated the Shir that this gathering should be an Ilui for his neshama. It's a very serious thing. In the summer, at the end of the summer, two Yidden came to the camp that we have, that some of the Chevra were together, Chikas, some of the Olam was in a camp, and two Yidden, the husband and wife, came. It was like a nace. It wasn't why they came, how they came. It was like from Hashem. And they came to the camp, and they had lost a child fighting in Eretz Yisrael, and that child was a holy person. His name was Yair Yaakov. Very holy soldier. He was somebody who learned Torah every single day. Gemara, he learned Rambam every day. He was learning Torah every single day. And he was a very dignified person. And he was the head of a battalion. He was in charge of a special unit. And he decided with the Chevra that they should speak clean, Belush and Naki. His group, it's normal in war, people, the Parsha speaks about what happens during war, and people lose their dignity. Armies and fighting, people lose their dignity. That can happen. I read a soldier describe war, and he said he heard crazy screaming. That scared him. There was like shouting, and he got scared, and then he chopped. He was the one who was shouting. You lose like body control. He scared himself. He was shouting, and he chopped. It was him. And this soldier, Yair Yaakov, and his unit, they were makbit to speak clean. Not to say curse words, swear words. They spoke cleanly. And all of us were very, very moved. The father was a holy Yid. He was talking about his holy son. Now, I was thinking what Masechta we're going to learn this year in Yeshiva. And after I heard this father speak, I decided we're learning Psachim. My father, Hareni Kaparis Mishkava, he was somebody who spoke the Lashon Naki, had a tremendous diktuk on language, to speak clean. The word chazer, the English word, if he'd read us a book, he wouldn't say that word in English. He felt like it was used in different ways. He was tremendously careful on speech. To speak, no, of course, not Lashon Hara, but even dignified speech, not to say swear words or any aggressive, it should be sweet words, was very, very important by my tata. When I heard this speech about Yair Yaakov, I decided to learn Psachim. Because Masechta's Psachim speaks about, right at the beginning of the Masechta, it talks about clean language. So I decided I have to learn Pesachim. And the yeshiva, we're learning Masechtas Pesachim. It only hit me, we were sitting with the chevra in yeshiva, and we had gathered, and I said, I'll explain why we're learning Pesachim. Yeshiva Mamish, the beginning of this man, I want to express why we're learning Pesachim. And a bachur pointed out, I think Shlomo Guri pointed out, and we chapped together, the soldier, this tzaddik's name was Yair Yaakov, Yair. And Masechtas Pesachim starts Ur Lar Basar, Ur Yair. And the Lashon Ur is exactly the Lashon Naki. It doesn't say Laila. That would be like a little harsh. So it says Ur, in his name, Yair, Ur. Yair was the exact word where we learned the Lashon Naki. And I was very, very moved by that. I want to say that doing things, Lili Neshama, Bayas, the Limerat Torah and Yeshiva is going to be for Yair Yaakov. Here tonight, it should be an Ilui for the Neshama of Yaakov Ben Zion. All the Torah, all the Chizuk that we get should be Lili for the Neshama. I'd like to thank every person here. A lot of people have come, Baruch Hashem. And that before we begin anything, that we've all gathered here, and people that Yidden took time to gather is appreciated, and a thank you to every person for being here. I wanna say to the Chevra, just at the beginning, before we share Divrei Torah, I wanna say to everybody here that being here says something. We're Shayach to Elul. I want in my home and the yeshiva, don't ever listen to thoughts that something, that's not for us. And I could tell you, I want to say, I grew up like Tisha B'Av was like, oh, it's hard to relate to, and it was like distant. We just had a little while ago, the Av, Chodesh Av, we had a Tisha B'Av that was otherworldly. And we sat there, was the hype, and it was uplifted. We're shayach to every chag, and specifically Elul. People like relating how people used to react to Elul. That's beautiful. That could, if it's inspiring, great. Never take it as a message, we're not shayach. My dream, and what I want to ask slowly that we can build, that the word Elul should be very special in your home. Real. Very special, Elul. I want my kids to hear the word Elul. I want to work towards it. It's a prayer, and I'm going to do effort. You can pray for something, but if you could do a shtadlus, you have to. We could pray. We pray for inyane ruchnius, but you have to be mishtadl. Somebody could pray to know shas, but then they have to learn. Somebody could pray to do tshuva, but then they have to engage. There's activities. There's a shtadlut. So I want to say a prayer. I want Elul to matter to me and my family and to you and your family. It should be special. But mamish. I'm not saying what wasn't. And please don't assume what it should be. I want Elul to be very special to me and to you. And anybody who gives a sense that we're not shaykh, they used to faint. I'm not looking for my kids to faint. I'm looking for my kids to smile and have a mushy, warm feeling when they hear the word Elul. Like, mamish, nice. Nice. Mamish, nice. A good warmth. I want like a tremendous warmth. I want, that's my prayer and my hope for me and for you. That the beautiful month. And I want to say that when anybody makes it Elul, that's like not, we can't connect to that. That's the opposite of Elul. Elul, the Baal HaTanya summed up two famous words, HaMelech Basada, which means HaMelech, the Melech in the palace, who has access to the palace? It's hard to get in the palace. HaMelech Basada means that we have access to Hashem. He wants me and I want him. That's what HaMelech, and that's how he sums up Elul. How fascinating that people, that there's even a Yetzirah that we're not shayach to Elul. Avada, that's the Yetzirah that we're not shayach to Elul. And it's spoken about what used to be, and people make fun. Elul, it's strong, it's scaring me, what is it? That Nisayan itself is because Elul is very shayach to me and to you. Comfortably, realistically. You don't have to be tense. You don't have to like get into a certain dramatic mood. No. Elul. Elul, beautiful. Elul. Literally, a man, his wife, the children, Elul, and everybody's like speaking nicer. They mamish eat a nicer breakfast together, Elul. Hamelech besadeh means that it's accessible to us. We can connect to Elul very, very well. I'd like to share that when I moved to Waterbury 25 years ago, there was a Beis Knesset, a shul. And this Beis Knesset, this shul, this place where Yidden get together, it had pews. It had these thick, pews are like benches, but this was an old-fashioned benches that were thick. They were heavy. It would take 10 men probably couldn't lift it. I'm not being megazim. I don't know if 10 men can lift one of these pews. They were thick benches. It was very scary. And we wanted them out. We were not praying. I'm not praying in pew. This is beautiful chairs. Here I could pray. The pews didn't work for me. So we wanted to take it out. The problem is it would cost tens of thousands of... You need like cranes. To get these out, no human beings couldn't lift it. They were thousands of pounds. So we asked the Rav, Shaila, a local church wanted the pews. And they said, we'll take it for free. Could we put it there? Now I'm going to explain. I think it's a mitzvah. They should take all the pews, please. They all can have pews. And we asked the Rav, a Paisik, who said we could give it because Pashat, it's L'tai V'Seinu, saved us tens of thousands of dollars. I think it's a good zach to put pews there, I'll explain. I want to ask the following question. Why was my Elta Zayde able to daven in a pew and I couldn't daven in pews? Somebody was davening, beautiful Yidden were davening on those pews. And I couldn't daven on the pew. Why? Why? It's not Shaykh. I mamish couldn't daven on the pews. Why? And what it appears to me, is that my Elta Zayde, beautiful Yidden, and Avayda, for sure, was an Inyan of Yerez, right? As Mikdashi Tira'u, a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis Knesset, and it remains this way too. There's a place of Yira. Sham Navadcha Beyira. And if I want a place that a person be quiet and sit down and just listen, so I would have pews. That's what I would do. I remember as a youngster, the Chazan used to wear a special hat. I remember a shul. The Chazan had a fancy hat and he had a deep voice and everybody would quietly listen to the Chazan. And today the Chazan's not wearing... Does the Chazan wear a hat here? No special hat. No clothing. And everybody sings together. What changed? And it's Pasha to me that the Avoid of yesterday rightfully was Yira. You sat quietly and with dignity. You sat on a pew. You feel cold and you just... And it was right. That was Yira Shemayim. And that's valuable. Listen and absorb and be quiet. And then the Chazan's voice rang out and everybody was quiet. That was right and beautiful. And we stand on our grandparents' shoulder. But Svarim already bring that the generation of Ikvis of the Meshecha is a big dagesh on Ava Sashem. It doesn't mean there's not Yira. And it doesn't mean we don't have to. And we stand on their shoulders and we plug in. But the avoid of today is to know I'm wanted, you're wanted. You have to sit in a comfortable chair. No pews anymore. A pew is just be quiet. Of course we should be quiet today. But deeper than quiet, the message, I could tell you I have spoken to dozens of principals across the country. Any honest principal in the country, of every 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, they're struggling with prayer. It's a big problem. If we're tough and strict, quiet, then some of the worst minyanim I ever davened, quiet's important. But a beautiful minyan is chiyus. There's energy, there's like passion, there's beauty. Two of the minyanim I davened, I told myself I'm never davening again. They were both quiet. It was very quiet. Nobody dare speak, but there was no chiyus. The chiyus of Yidden davening, the chiyus of Yidden joining together, ba'achtos, a chiyus. In the Olam HaChassidi, they call a cold minion a minion chitzaini. In English, we would say a parody of a minion. It's imitating a minion. A minion is a bunch of Yidden who are crazy over each other. There's love in the room. They love each other, and together with chiyus, they daven. Today, the ikar of a minion is a warm chair that says to a person, you're wanted. There has to be, schools are struggling. You know, the only way to make a minion in every school, and it can't, it's nothing to do with during minion. If every bacher feels loved and wanted and important and their words matter, chiyus, your words, you're like a big thing. It's a big deal. You're here. Wow, you're here. Somebody by the entrance of the door, that's real. That's like excited the bacher came to the minyan because he's mamish, because he's here. It's a big thing. Because he's wanted and needed and important. Minyanim then are beautiful. That's what's necessary. And it's pasha to me. We have to take out the pews. It's Elul, we're shayach, me and you, to Elul. But Rav Tzaddik speaks, Yiftach b'dayrei kishmul b'dayrei. That every, and he says, Yiftach's miloshin, a Pesach Hadash. Every person has to find a connection that really works for themselves. I'm not talking about something dramatic or pretend. I'm talking about quietly, in your house, in your room, with your family. Elul. Elul. So I want to, that's my hope for tonight, is that we can think about Elul in ways, in beautiful ways. It should be a beautiful word. A little we have to like minus different things. It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful month. Hamelech Besada. Hamelech Besada means I'm shayach to the Melech, to Hashem. He wants me and he comes to me. Hamelech Besada. He mamish comes to me. Hashem's walking around coming to every yid. He wants us. So my prayer, and we're going to share Divrei Torah together, Bez Hashem, to try to come to frame what Elul, what does it mean? What is it saying to me? How can it be magical to me alone in a room, Elul? I want to talk about that. And my tefillah over this month, next year, Elul, in 5 years, I want to bring myself to Elul. That when the word Elul, when they say the word Chodesh Elul, I'm like excited. I smile, like a smile comes. And then I say Elul, and I talk to my wife. I talk with more care. With more Ava, I'm more me. Elul, Elul, I remember myself. I remember my neshama that Hashem gave me. HaMelech Pesada, I remember that I'm shayach to the Melech. So I want that for me, you, and our families. Let's start singing a little bit. I want to sing the Bardichever together. I'm going to ask Yehuda and Shlomo, we should sing it. The Bardichever and Elul would travel around to Yidden. That's what he did, the whole Elul. Some people hole up. He went to Yidden. And people met the Bardichever. By the time he went through cities, he came Rosh Hashanah, he had hundreds, maybe thousands of Yidden would come to Yerkes Shreifer. You know why? They felt the Bardichever loved Yidden. And the Yid felt like, I count. He knew. Not he felt. He knew that he's like a big thing, a Yid. And that's Elul. That's mamish. That's not a side point. The Bardichever was living Elul, that a Yid matters. HaMelech Besada. A Yid's big. HaMelech Besada means that Hashem circulates amongst his people. And people have access to the Melech. And it's his man that a person can experience. He's shayach to big things. A Yid can experience, I'm really shaykh. So I want it together. If we could sing the Bardich of a Niggin, and we can, there's no words to the Bardich of a Niggin, but I'm going to pray, and you could think whatever you want. I'd like to pray that the calling of Elul, that a Yid is shaykh to the Melech, a shaykh to Hashem, a Yid shaykh to Ruchnius, a Yid shaykh has a beautiful light. I have mine, you have yours, we have a beautiful light. Bemes, Bemet. Every Yid has a beautiful light to shine. We're shayach to the Melech, to Hashem. And we have a Kiddush Shemayim that's uniquely us. So I want to sing the Bardichver and pray to Hashem that what he did, Elul, Bizchus would be Mikasher to the Tzaddik. The Rabbeinu Shalom should give us a tefillah to Hashem. That the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bizchus the Tzaddik, Reb Levi Yitzchak, but the Rabbeinu Shalom should give us the opportunity to experience HaMelech Besada, I'm Shayach, I have a beautiful light. I want to sing the Bar Dichver. I want to ask Shlomo and Yehuda to sing a song. And the song, L'cha Amar Libi, the words we're saying, words that we're saying in L'David Hashem, all of Klal Yisroel. And we say, Hashem es panecha, Hashem avakesh, Hashem, we want you. L'cha Amar Libi, representing Hashem, my heart says, Bakshu Panai. I'm going to ask Shlomo and Yehuda to sing L'cha Amar Libi. And then I want to sing together. I don't want to say a new song, but our chevra, we haven't sung. We're going to try tonight. But this might say Shabbos L'kavod this shul. I want to sing Zchus Avos Labanim Tizkar. And I want to sing it together because I want to say Zchus Avos Labanim Tizkar is everything that was said to our fathers, we are shayach to. And we pray to Hashem that the Bris Avos, all the brisos, all the covenants you made to our fathers, Labanim Tizka, remember it for us. We're shayach to Elul. We're shayach to Rosh Hashanah. We have a beautiful light. We're shayach to Elul is like redundancy. That's what Elul is. When somebody says he or she is not shayach to Elul, Elul says, I am shayach. That's HaMelech Besada. Elul says that I have a unique light. And you have a unique light, and every yid has a unique light, and Hashem wants it. HaMelech Pesadi is mamish with us, and wants us, and we have a shaykhus to him. That's the very calling of Elul. So I'd like to sing this Bris Avos Labanim Tizkar as well. If I could ask Shlomo Yehuda to come up, we'll sing together the Bar Dichver. Then afterwards, we'll have Divrei Torah. We'll be in the right, we'll be in a zone, we'll share Divrei Torah. Shlomo and Yehuda.
Yeah. inside, and all you'll find is light that's shining bright from the one above. Seek inside, and all you'll find is light that's shining.
Oh,
Thank you, Shlomo. Thank you, Yehuda. The Psukim in Kiseitse, that Klal Yisrael, that we were Zeicha, the parish in the Torah we read today. So there are two parashiyos in Kiseitse that are back to back. The first one speaks about honesty in business. That a Yid doesn't have false measurements. A Yid's erlich. A Yid's honest in business. That's one, the second to last parish in Kiseitse. And then it speaks about Amalek. And Chazal tell us a fact that if somebody, if Yidden are careful with business transaction with Mishkalos, if we're honest in business, then we don't have to be afraid of Giri Hayev, of the arrows of the enemy. If we're dishonest in business, then we have to be afraid of the arrows of the enemy. If somebody's Yiddishkeit, which is not ours, but if somebody, the Messias Yisharim, talks about a certain type of Yid, today's generation has changed my life. The Messias Yisharim talks about Yid who are motivated punishments. You do, then I'll do. But today's Dar is not into a transactional Yiddishkeit. The Messias Yisharim calls it Shleimei Hadas. He calls a Madrega, there's something higher. Now it is true, if we cheat and dishonest in business, we have to be afraid of Iran and all our enemies. That's the Torah's emes. And if we're honest, that protects Am Yisrael. But we're a generation very into relationships, Avas Hashem. We've removed the pews and we're putting in comfortable chairs. In the world of Avas Hashem, guys in yeshiva are not motivated. It doesn't energize. And we think Hashem is Avinu, our Tata. I don't tell my kids, if you do this, then I'll... But if you... I love my kids. It's not conditional, I promise. So what's Hashem... What's happening? I think if we understand this Chazal and what Hashem, we understand this Dvar Hashem, we're going to have an entranceway into our Elul. What's Hashem saying? If you're careful, you're honest in business, we don't have to be afraid of the enemies, of the weapons, of Girui, of the ballistic missiles of the enemy. If we're dishonest in business, we have to be afraid. What's happening? It's not threats. Hashem loves us unconditionally. We're Am Yisrael. We're His people. We're His children. Whatever doesn't show up to a father and his son, it's not... So what's happening? What's being said here? I'd like to explain as follows. What is the Giri Ha'ayiv? What is this that we have enemies, that people threaten us? What is that? Why do we have enemies? What is that? Why does Am Yisrael have enemies? My son came home late last year, late one night after 12, he was shaking like a leaf. And when he told us what happened, me and my wife and our kids, we were shaking. A guy chased my son. He went to a gas station, innocent, beautiful guy, and a guy chased him to his car like a murder, such a pachad. Why do we have enemies? What's happening? Now, there are deep sugyas that Am Yisrael has enemies, is deep sugyas. This world is called Olam. Olam means helim, hiddenness. And Hashem made a world that the best things are hidden. And Am Yisrael's, Hashem's people, people being against Am Yisrael is part of hiddenness. And there's deep secrets at Har Sinai when we became the Am Hashem with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And at Sinai, Yarda Sina Lo'olam, that's part of the hiddenness of things, how Hashem designed the world that you have to seek and find truth. That's part of the Bria of this world. It's Olam, it's Helam. But there's a famous line from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin said, if the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, the guy makes Havdalah. We are Hashem's people, Am Yisrael. I forgot what it means to be a Yid. Hamas woke this guy up. Hamas woke me up. I forgot. I want to say, before Hamas, Klal Yisrael was like a theory. Klal Yisrael, it was a theory. Hamas woke me up that Klal Yisrael means me and you. Us. It's not up there. It's not theoretical when we say Aboicher ba'ama Yisrael ba'ava. Shem chose Klal Yisrael. Shomer ama Yisrael. Hashem guards. Klal Yisrael is not a theory. It's me and you. Before Amas, Tisha B'Av could have been a shtickle hard for me. It's like something happened to Am Yisrael and I'm trying to like connect. Today, Hamas woke me up. Tisha B'Av's my story. I cried like I never cried before on Tisha B'Av. I felt Tisha B'Av because it's my story. And the guy next to me and your story, it's our story. You don't have to apply. Klal Yisrael's me. Hamas woke me up. They took a Yid and they're holding a Yid. They took Keith Siegel, Agam Bergen, a Yid, and our whole people. I'm Yisrael. They took a Yid. It's me and you. We're Klal Yisrael. We're not talking a theory. It's us. We're Hashem's. I'm Hashem's people. You're Hashem's people. Klal Yisrael, it's us. The Oyev, the enemy, is designed. It's a gift from Hashem, a difficult gift. That when we forget we're Am Yisrael, we're precious, we get gentle reminders from a guy who says Yid, who chases us to our cars at a gas station. Says Yid, he's, oh, I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid. And the guy is meant to remind us, Ani Yehudi. Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid. Pesach, because of Amas, I got goosebumps on my body. Goosebumps. Other years, Pesach, I'm like trying to like tzushtel, to apply myself. Klal Yisrael, a long time ago, got out of Mitzrayim. Pesach, I had goosebumps. I was looking at my family and we're like on a journey. We're not there yet. Hashat Tahacha. I mamish, we're the journey. We're the people we're talking about. We're the people who left Mitzrayim. We're still on the journey. We're still in the desert. It's me and you. And Hamas, the Oyev, the Gira Yayev, the arrows of the enemy woke me up and wake us up. That we're Ani Yehudi, V'yesh Mashma'ot Li'o Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. I'm the Am Hashem. I have a beautiful light to shine on the world. I like tzaddikim a lot, and I like meeting tzaddikim. The second best thing to meeting a tzaddik is to meet the Talmud of a tzaddik. We say every single Monday and Thursday, L'kayim banu chachmei Yisrael. When the Sefer Torah is out, it's a tremendous Eitz Ratzon. And we daven, L'kayim banu chachmei Yisrael. Heim them, nesheyem, bneihem. People who are around the tzaddik are the second best to meeting the tzaddik. You meet an echo of the tzaddik. You meet a Talmud of the tzaddik, you're like, ah. I was Zeich and my Rebbe was a light for me. He also threw him, when I hear about Rav Aaron Cutler, the Rav Shlita, quoted Rav Aaron. My Rebbe was a very close Talmud of Rav Aaron. I met Rav Aaron because I met his Talmud. That's an echo. That's the Talmud. Klal Yisrael, we are the moon to Hashem's sun. We're the Am Hashem. We're the Banim of Hashem. We have a beautiful and unique, and I say Klal Yisrael, I mean me and you, each one of us. Each one of us has a very special light. Be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. Me, you. I'm not talking about somebody else. Me and you have a light that's gorgeous, that's necessary, that shines, that the world experiences your light, Damas, our light, and experiences it, and experiences godliness. It's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. We're the people who make a Kiddush Shemayim. We're the Am Hashem. And people experience us, and they get to experience Hashem. The Giru Ya'ayev, the arrows of the enemy are meant to remind us, Anachnu Yehudim. Now let's re-look at the Chazal. If a person's dishonest in business, work is the place that most in our life, it's very challenging. All of us need money. This shul costs money. Our families, to give our kids soda. Money's very special, very important. We buy things. Money has beautiful uses. Hashem made that from a dollar, you could be. We got married. We're here because a man gave a wife. We all gave a wife money. A pruta, and on a pruta, mamish, you have this week's parasha speaks about kedushin. at the moment of Kiddushin, a man hands a lady a ring, it has to be cheap. And the Mesader, the officiator, says to the Edom, Pruta? It's worth a penny? And the Edom say, it's a penny, yeah. And then he makes Kiddushin. And then he makes Kiddushin. He makes a chas. And then you have a family, a husband, a wife, Shalom Beinayim Shechina. Why do we do it from a Pruta? So the halachic reason is we don't want the kala to think it's a lot of money. She's going to give herself over thinking it's worth millions, and then it really is just cubic zirconium. It's like $50 or $200. So it'll be a mekach tais. It will be a false transaction. So we do it a penny. That reason's true. That's not the full story. Don't believe that's the full story. We could come up with other tricks. We'll just, everybody will give a $15,000 ring. To make Kiddushin? Husband and wife, neshamas are coming from Shemayim to the Chasna. All we could do is a pruta. And at the moment of Kiddushin, the Mesader says, penny, it's worth a penny, pruta, pruta. I love that. Because the whole inyan of Kiddusha is from one penny we could connect to Hashem. From one penny, pruta! That is Kiddushin and Kiddusha from a pruta. The Gra, when he was leaving this world, was holding his thin tzitzis. He was saying, for pennies, strings, this costs pennies. The beged's a lot, the beged's not the mitzvah. The strings are pennies, strings. The pasuk, a penny, strings. Strings, and the Gra's holding strings and said, we're on the world for pennies. You can connect to Hashem. It's a pella. So money's very precious. From money, you could buy a soda for Shabbos Kodesh. A guy could buy Fruity Pebbles for his daughter. It's crazy. You could go to the store. I mean it. You can go to the store and buy Fruity. It's crazy. You could mamish buy a box of Fruity Pebbles for your daughter. It's nuts. It's a crazy world. You could buy a Danish. You could mamish buy a Danish and make a mezainis. Money's very precious, and people do beautiful things. You buy a Shabbos suit, you take a few dollars, you buy rolls for Shabbos Kodesh. It's crazy. And money is very precious. And that's the whole world. From a penny, you have a home. You have a husband and wife, Shalom Beinayim, Shechina, they've Dairis. You have the holiest things from a penny. Pruta, pruta, penny, just a penny. Yes, so there's a danger that people could try to be dishonest when it comes to money. Because money is important and we can connect to Hashem. But the best kiddush shamayim, the most emunah, not to pay lip service, is to be honest in business. With the pressures of supporting a family, the pressures of high tuitions, the pressures, all the pressures that are on every single one of us, the greatest place that I think you and I could mamish show emunah. My Rebbe, I was zeichet to learn by my Rebbe for 9 years in person, and I've spent my whole life with my Rebbe. I grew up in his arms, and I was zeichem. Our families were close when I was a baby, and then 9 years I learned by him, formative years of my life, and my whole life I'm by my Rebbe. The two topics my Rebbe spoke the most, he was a Talmud of Avram Yafin, who was his wife's grandfather, who's a son-in-law of the altar of Nevardik, and the two things my Rebbe spoke about most were Amuna and being honest in money matters, being honest. That's day and night, night and day spoke. It's not two sugyas. The best place, and a Yid lives with Hashem, that's what a Yid is. The best place a Yid could show it is he's honest in business. It's hard. We could pay homage to Emuna Be'ezras Hashem. It's beautiful to say that. Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful to say that. But probably the place that's deep that we could express most our loyalty to Hashem is honest in business. Now we understand the Chazal much deeper. When Klal Yisrael's honest in business, so when we're a mitzius in the deepest place in our pockets, in the most pressured place, say Hashem runs the world, emuna, real faith, real. We do it Hashem's way, honest, mamish honest, but mamish honest, but mamish honest. So when we're in that space, we're behaving like a Yid. Ani Yehudi, I'm Hashem. We're a Yid. That's a Yid. That is a Yid. So then we don't have, there's no need for the enemy, the arrows of the enemy. I'm Makya, I'm Yehudi. When we forget we're Yidden, and that expresses by dishonesty, Ani Yehudi, I live mamish with Hashem. When the Yid is sincere and authentic and lives with Emunah, with Hashem, he doesn't have to worry about Giri Hayev. It's not transactional. It's not like a threat. Hashem's just saying, remember, you're my people. Remember, you're beautiful. Remember, you have the Kiddush Shemayim. You're Be'emes in Hashemah. You're Be'emes in the Banim of Hashem. It's just true. Honesty in business is a place. Honesty when it comes to money is a place that all of us. It's the mid of Yidden. It's what a Yid is. A person who lives with Hashem, real emunah, really connected by Hashem. People do business with us should see why he's a Yid. He's different. He is a Yehudi. He's a Yid. He lives with emunah. He lives with erlichkeit, honesty. This is the mid of a Yid. When we have that, we don't need Giru Ya'ayev. We don't need reminders where you heard them. So I want to ask us all. Remind us all. Elul is a beautiful month. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Elul's a time. It's nothing tense. It's not calling for a Yid to be strange and tense. It's very calm. It's very nice. Elul says that I have a light to shine, and you have a light to shine, and you have a light, and all of us have a beautiful light. HaMelech B'sadeh, he wants us, Hashem. We're the Am Hashem, with a special light to shine. That's what Elul says. And I want to call upon us all in all different ways, from honesty, Ani Yehudi. I'm the Am Hashem, I represent Hashem. I have a godliness, a beautiful light. Shine that light at the workplace to be honest. At the workplace to speak in a way of kindness, of care, in a way of dignity. We're the Am Hashem, we're Be'emes, the Am Hashem, the Banim of Hashem. And each of us in our own unique positions, in our families, in our communities, to be a beautiful light, each one in a unique way. In the way that only you know about, Elul's a reminder to be true to myself, to be the light that I could be, the light that I should be. There's words we say in Yom Nairam, Ashrei Yesh Eloish Kocheka. Lucky is the person who doesn't forget Hashem. Elul is the reminder, we're precious, we have a beautiful space. Elul should make your whole family like smile. The best way to give, a father once called me, I was driving, the yeshiva had a bus, and the bus was like bouncing, guys were playing music, and I was driving them bowling. And we were mamish in front of the bowling alley, I pulled over, the guys were getting off the bus, and a father called, and he was telling me his son wants me to take him to buy jeans, during Elul to buy jeans. I was telling the guys, shh, like, lower the rap music, please, like, we were in front of a bowling alley. I want to say to a parent, you want to give your child Elul, hug them a little more. Hug your child more, you hand them Elul, because Elul is the call to a Yid, HaMelech B'sadeh, that a Yid matters a lot. A little more love with our children, a little more patience and kindness to our spouses, that mamish is Elul. Each Yid counts, each Yid matters, each Yid has a tremendous ur. Knowing that for ourselves, Elul is a mitzvah that I have a beautiful light. I love watching the year. By us in yeshiva, we just started. And early in the year, everybody's a little anxious. Everybody's a little anxious, uncomfortable. And it's normal. Guys are coming. There's 80 new guys. Many yeshivas just take in a ninth grade. The nature of our yeshiva, we don't have a ninth grade. We take in new 10th, 11th, 12th. There's close to 100 new guys in the yeshiva. It says anxiousness. Everybody, I love watching the beginning of the year when we're a little, we're 150, we're 200 guys in the campus, and we're disjointed. And then over the year, each person finds their space, their light, their beauty, their way of being Mekadeshem Shemaim. I love the beautiful picture at the end of a group where everybody counts and everybody matters. The shuls of today no longer have pews. They have beautiful chairs, a beautiful Beis Knesset. It says every Yid, here's your seat. You have a seat. You have your own place. You're wanted here. You're needed here. This is the Elul call. The call that every single Yid needs and is an emes, is a truth. It's just the truth for me and for you. This is not for somebody else. When we speak, remember the Giru Ya'ayev that we get. The enemy woke us up. A yid is like one yid. Keith Siegel is a yid. Agam Berger yid. Me, I'm a yid. That's a, when we speak about Klal Yisrael, it's one. We're talking about every single yid. We were zeiche, all of us were zeiche, that the past year we saw miracles. There's probably going to be a Megillah about the miracles we saw, probably. Definitely there'll be history books. We saw miracles the likes of which the world has never seen. Ballistic missiles on a country and people survived. Ukraine and Russia have all the weapons Israel has and more. They're richer. Russia's a richer country, bigger country, stronger army. And Litzarenu, a million people have died between Russia and Ukraine. Close to a million. You can look it up. A guy is a person, a human being, Chaviv and Adam. A million people. All of a sudden, ballistic missiles. God, we lost 36, too many. And one is too many. But the Nisim, it's unheard of. A year ago, somebody close to me, who was a very sophisticated person, came like crying to me. Mamish crying in the middle of the night. Crying. They said, what's going to be with Hezbollah next to us? They're a powerful army. What's going to happen? Iran is a top 20 army in the world. What's going to happen? Any thinking person. We saw miracles the likes of I have never seen in my life. Hashem announced to 8 billion people, I love Am Yisrael. But I don't care. What he said to the Goyim is not the Iker. He said to us. And with Hamas, when it says I love Am Yisrael, means me and you. Hashem's into us. Me and you. Am Yisrael is me and you. We say Shomer Amo Yisrael. Hashem guards Klal Yisrael. That's no theory. We saw that. We experienced that. We're presently in such a matziv. Understand every yid is big. Every yid has a tremendous, tremendous light. A beautiful light. Me and you have. That's Elul. If we can plug into it, less extreme. Don't make it intense. When the Chazan says, this month we're blessing the month of Elul, it should be like a smile. Oh, I like forgot I matter, my Avaida. Go back in your way, at your job, at your position in your family, and just be more beautiful. Wherever you are, if you're the third child, the third daughter, the fourth son, the oldest daughter, assume your position with more niceness, with more kindness, with more godliness. We have an neshama that just wants to be like Hashem, Mahu Afata, kinder, nicer. Elul is the call to a yid that you have a place. Assume, go to work with more of a smile, with more chayus. Go to shul, sit in shul and know like you matter. Sing nicer with the chazan. Because it's Elul, I remember, like I have a place. Hamelech Besadeh, we're all wanted and invited. When the Bar Dichev would travel around Elul and he was done, by the time the Shofar came to Imam Lech Hashem, all the Yidden came along with him. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of Yidden would come to hear the Shofar because they heard the Elul call. The Elul call that says every Yid counts, every Yid matters. It's time for Slichas. There's more to say, but it'll be a different time. I hope to join the Rav Shlita for a Shabbos. If we can close... So let's close with, we'll do two songs. Not to do the Bar Dichever again would be weird, and I promise my kids I'm not being weird anymore. So we're going to do the Bar Dichever again, and then the Rav asked that we should do Shari Shemayim. So let's first do Shari Shemayim. Shari Shemayim, then the Bar Dichever. The Rav's request first.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.